When it's cold outside, who are you holding? Well, a story that we aired last week about single African-American women looking for good black men, it got a lot of people talking.
It's a damn shame when you women are so used to losing, you don't realize when you've won.
Some successful women have had good men and didn't know it.
If this is true, why do you think that is? Stick around and we're going to talk about it.
Andre, you are doing great. You be dropping some gems.
There's a difference between being alone and being lonely.
You definitely are not afraid to dive into a controversial topic.
If you want to know how your man's going to treat you, look at how you treat his mother.
This is going to be really good.
Hey everyone, this is Andre Pearson. Welcome to my channel, Why Does Love Hurt So Good? In today's video, we're going to talk about why some women are hard to love. It seems in today's dating world, finding someone and settling down with them is harder than finding a job. Some women feel that getting with a guy that is a blue-collar worker is settling. Now, when you ask some women what exactly settling is, they will have all different kinds of definitions. According to some women, finding that perfect person, he has to have the perfect income as well. This raises a question. Does the amount of money that the person spends on a woman or the things he gives to her determines how much she would love him? It seems for most women, but not all, the perfect person for them has to have status and money. And for some men, this could be a problem. Now, I don't see anything wrong with a woman finding a man with resources, but is that the only reason you want this man? When I survey women and ask the question, do you think that you're hard to love? Many of them say they do not believe that they're hard to love. They believe that men just don't pay enough time and attention to get to know them better, to love them the way they want to be loved. When I surveyed a lot of men with the same question, many of them said that they don't believe that most women are hard to love. Most of them are hard to deal with. So in this video, we're going to examine a few reasons why some men feel that some women are hard to love. Now, for those women listening right now, I'm not going to make a bunch of excuses of why men should not love you. But I'm going to try more to explain to you why most of them don't even want to try. Out of the number of men that we surveyed for this video, here are the top four reasons why some men feel women are hard to love. Number four on my list, a woman's sense of entitlement. A lot of women today think they are entitled to things that they have yet to earn simply because they survived their last relationship.
Modern women love themselves so much that they think they deserve the men that they sleep with, even though those men do not commit to them. And then they come back and scream trauma.
You will often hear them say, I deserve nice things. Or if a man wants to be with me, he got to give me this, that, and the third. Now, don't get me wrong. I do believe that women do deserve nice things. But my question to most women coming to you like this is, why must I be the one to give it to you? Now, if a man wants to give his woman whatever, that's cool. But women, understand something. When he's giving you something because he cares for you, it doesn't mean he owes it to you. He's doing it because he cares. From my past experience, when I hear women talk like this, these are women that did not get the things from their ex that they thought they should have gotten, and now they're trying to put everything that they want and need in life on the new man. Most women who get with men for their resources, the relationship hardly ever lasts. For the women that are with men right now, this is no big secret. If you respect them, they will bend over backwards and give you whatever you need as often as you need it. But when you disrespect them, they will shut down and give you nothing. Number three on my list, women give mixed messages. How can women today say they are looking for the perfect man or the right man, telling most men that trying to get with them, they don't need a man?
I am so sorry I left you that note, but I didn't know what to do. I was so confused. There's an ounce of something still feel for me. Please give us a chance. I love you.
I hear women all the time say they want a good man, and they have a list of things that they want him to do. They want him to lead the relationship, to be loyal and honest with them, but at the same time, they're not all that honest with them most times. Be faithful. They expect their man to love them unconditionally when they love their man with conditions. They want men to accept their bad behavior as if it's something part of them that they're not willing to change. Most women who feel and talk like this will always find it hard to find and keep a good man. But yet, they would date a lot and get run through like the Harlem Tunnel and try to figure out to themselves why they can't find a long-lasting relationship.
It's like girls want to sleep around in their 20s and then at 30 run to a man. And like, but you've lost the things that men value by the time you're 30. You're no longer pure. You're no longer youthful. And so men are kind of tired of it, because what happens is they'll date the bad boys, the rappers, whatever, in their 20s. And then they hit 30. One guy thinks like this is his lucky ticket. This girl's super into him, but she just wants kids. And like, she really feels like she settles for him. She gets the kids and then half the time leaves.
Now, this is your train of thought. Let me ask you a few questions. Why would a man, after hearing you tell him you don't need him, stick around and keep chasing and following you and spending his resources on you? Why would a man get with you and treat you like a queen when you treat him like a servant? How can you expect him to lead the family when you don't even want to follow? How can you expect him to teach you when you don't even want to be taught? How can you expect him to communicate with you when you don't even want to listen? And how can you expect him to make decisions when you question everything that he does?
People don't tell women the truth these days. Men get told the truth all the time. Women have no problem telling a man, I don't want an average man. TLC said they don't want no scrubs. And we have no problem telling average men, you ain't crap. I think that's interesting.
Now, I know that many women that listen to this video right now probably think I am picking on them, but I'm not. I know you're probably sitting there thinking this is just one man's opinion. Not all women think the same way. And this is true, but a lot of women do.
This is why a lot of y'all don't understand the concept. You don't have teamwork skills. You don't work well with others. You don't know how to communicate. You don't know how to operate in a household where everything don't just go your way. If you don't acquire the skills to work well with others, but if y'all don't know how to organize, if you don't know how to manage emotions, if you don't got boundaries, you will use one another up. You will always feel like a victim if you don't have goals and the right mindset. If you can't take personal accountability for your choices, you will be in a space where it will feel like it's worse with a partner than it is by yourself.
For the men that's listening, listen. Not all women that you get with are going to be willing to share. Not all women you get with will tell you the truth. If you ever heard a woman tell you the truth, you would hear her say this.
I'm only going out with you because my ex is acting up and I'm just waiting for him to stop being on his bull and I'm probably going to go back with him. Or I'm only going out with you because you have money and you're a good time. Or I'm only going out with you because you're a free meal. Or I like what you're giving me emotionally, but I like having sex with my ex.
If this was set up front by most women to men that they're dating, they know that most men would not stay. It's hard for most men today to be patient and love a woman the way she wants to be loved when she constantly tells them that if you don't do or give me the things that I want, I'll find someone who will.
Just remember that you're the prize always. Say that
one more time.
What? Just Wrong. Remember that you are the prize.
Wrong.
Yes.
And what does that mean for you in relationships when you're like, I'm the prize? What does that mean?
It just means not compromising like my values, my happiness, my peace, not settling for less than what I know I deserve, and not being afraid to walk away from a situation if it's like no longer serving me.
Just like most women, men have options too. Why would a man want to waste his resources on a woman that don't want him? For the women that are out there telling a man that leaves them that they will never find another woman like them, let me ask you a question. Why would he want to? He's leaving you for a reason. And why would he want to find another woman just like you, act like you, disrespect him like you, to do this all over again? Why would he want to do that? Women who think like this think highly of themselves and that they're always right. And because they think that they're right, they think that they don't have to listen to what anybody says. The funny thing is, even though most women may find a man that would allow them to be treated this way and be with a woman, it will not last for long. Number two on my list is the thought process of how most men process single women versus women with kids.
Now, children, what do you say when you meet a nice man?
Are you my daddy?
Now, this is a very controversial situation, and many things that I've heard men talk about. A lot of men in conversations say often they don't want to date women with kids. But in some cases, there are men right now dating other women who have kids by other men, and they are making it work. For the woman that is listening who have kids by multiple men, and if you're wondering why most men are not checking for you, here are some of the reasons why. Now, before I go into it, let me give a disclaimer. I'm not saying that women with multiple kids or women that have multiple kids by multiple men are not dateable, because many of them are. For the single women who have either no kids or one or two kids by the same man, men who are trying to date them, they're only dealing with one baby daddy. Women who have multiple kids by multiple men, the man is trying to get with them, they have to deal with multiple children, multiple baby daddies, and the woman. And some will not want to deal with that kind of situation. When you're dealing with kids that are not yours, and you're taking care of everything under your roof, the one thing that most men don't want to hear from the children is, you're not my daddy, you don't tell me what to do. Or from the woman, you can't discipline the children, only their father could. Because what they're hearing is, they only matter as far as resources. Now, before I reveal number one on my list, take a moment to hit that like, subscribe, and notification bell so that you can become a part of the conversation. Number one on my list of why most men feel that some women are hard to love is the mentality of bad boys versus good guys. What do I mean by this? There are a lot of women who say they want a good man. Then when they get with most good men, they dismiss them shortly after because they treat them well.
I don't know what it is. There is this thought out there, this desire out there. I want me a soldier. I want me a hard dude. I want me this and that and the other thing. And those are the worst guys to get because they're not nice to you.
Now, for the women who get these good men, what happened?
And you get a nice guy and you're worried, like, I don't want him. Why wouldn't you want a nice guy? I mean, they always say nice guy finish last. That's because women are foolish.
And for those listening, help me understand.
If I'm talking to you about an issue I have, let's address that issue. Don't deflect by saying, and what about you? We can't get nowhere pointing fingers with no solutions. Let me get mine out and we fix that. Then you get yours out and we fix that issue. But bringing up something you could have been spoke on only because I spoke on something? Let me know you was holding what you had as ammo.
Now that I know what you want, at the same time,
she's got you babysitting her kids while she's going out all night. She's wondering why you can't be more of a father to the children she created with other men. She wants to know why she can't get more of your money when she's got a couple of child support checks coming in, housing, she's done a disability check, and she wants to know why you can't part with more of your check.
These kind of women will stay with this bad boy for years, waste their youth, have multiple kids with him, ruin their credit, allow him to trample on their self-esteem, allow him to break them down emotionally, physically, and spiritually, all before they decide to leave. For women like this, now's at that point where they start to search out that good guy, someone who can rebuild their self-esteem, someone who can rebuild their brokenness, and help them restore their confidence. Once this is established, what do? They fill in themselves, they get up and dump the good guy, and go find another bad guy and start all over again. So there you have it, the reasons why most men feel that some women are hard to love. If you like this video, be sure to hit the like, subscribe, and notification bell to become part of the conversation. And if you have a difference of opinion, be sure to leave it down below in the comment section. I'm Andre Pearson. I'll see you guys next week.
Women divorce men 70-80% of the time. I would argue in relationships it's probably similar. Men aren't leaving, women are. So to a guy's point of view, he's going to commit to this girl, and what does he get? He doesn't get purity anymore, you know, these hoes. You know, he doesn't get youth anymore, so he doesn't get either of those things. A lot of times she already has a kid, so he's not fulfilling his mating strategy. On top of that, even if he does find a good woman that maybe has the qualities he's looking for, she was going to want him to marry her. And what does he get out of that? Oh, she can leave and take half and take my kid. And she's paid to take my kids away from me. She gets more money if she takes my children. And so from the men's point of view, they're just kind of like, F it, because like women aren't wives nowadays. And what do they get out of it? Men are logical. They're logical people. And so they're thinking, does the benefit outweigh the cost? And like, I just think as women, we have to look at ourselves and say, the benefits we bring nowadays don't outweigh the cost for most men.